It's time for the Taking Notes Podcast with Julian Robichaud and Bruce Elgort.
And welcome to episode 79 of the Taking Notes Podcast for Saturday, February 23rd, 2008. I am your bleeding yellow host, Bruce Elgort, here with my fellow bleeding yellow co-host,
Julian Mellow Yellow Robichaud.
I like it. And on the call today, we have Nathan Freeman. Nathan, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, and Chris Wissenant, you're there too, right?
I'm here. Thanks for having us, Bruce.
So you guys are from a company called, Nathan?
Lotus 911.
Little delay there. Did you forget where you work?
No, I had to unmute myself.
Yeah, I know.
Allow me to take this moment to emphasize something. It's Lotus 911, not Lotus 911. Right. Well, I guess we could use Lois from Family Guy as our spokesperson. Then I'm sure somewhere we could put together an instance of her saying 9/11. But that mistake gets made once in a while, especially obviously since 2001. It's 911, like what you dial in an emergency.
Got you. So we are here today on this episode to talk about the site that you guys put up back in January called bleedyellow.com. So I'm going to let Julian ask the first series of questions here.
All right. So the first question is, that logo that you have on the front page, is that Wolverine?
No. You know, it's funny you asked that, because we did kind of go over some pain with that when we came up with the name Bleed Yellow. And we knew that we wanted to do a shirt where you could wear the shirt and in some way you would be bleeding yellow on the shirt. So the sort of image we drew on the board as we came up with the idea was bullet holes. You know how you like see them and people get stickers on their car where there's bullet holes? Then some people, really crazy people, get tattoos that are of bullet holes and they're bleeding. So we thought about doing it with bullet holes, and everything that we came up with was just way too violent. I mean, it really just looked like we were going to be throwing down gang signs or something.
We just met with slash marks.
So, and then I tried to go much softer, and we had a version that had sort of a heart that was half filled with this kind of yellow ink, and the ink was pouring out of the heart in a little puddle. And I don't mean like a human heart. I mean like a traditional Valentine's Day heart. And everybody just decided that was not aggressive enough. So we found the claw slashing thing and sort of unleashing the beast to be a nice kind of middle ground.
So you went with adamantium claws. Okay.
So what is the beast?
It's your inner beast of collaboration, of course.
Of course. Well, no, you guys put this up right before Lotusphere, so a couple of months ago. You know, how long did it take you to put together? What was the motivation behind it? Give us the short history.
Well, it's actually kind of funny. We were sitting around the office one day having a brainstorming session about stuff that we wanted to do for Lotusphere, and we were coming up with different messages that we wanted to deliver. And one of the messages that Jimmy Bracco, our CEO, proposed was, "We bleed yellow," really wanting to emphasize the whole "we're very much embedded into Lotus Technologies" message. So immediately Scott and I went, "Well, let's register that. That sounds like a great domain name. WeBleedYellow.com." And then we decided to shorten it to just Bleed Yellow. So we had this great name that we thought would be a lot of fun. And at first we thought we would make it an internal website representation for Lotus 911. Well, another initiative that we decided we wanted to pursue prior to Lotusphere was to develop some competency in the connections product line. So we had an opportunity for these two concepts to come together, and we decided, well, let's put up a connection site and open it up to the world and make it a community effort and let the vibrant Lotus community have a place to go and work with the Connections product line and get to know it without having to go through the trouble of setting up an entire environment themselves. So that's where the idea came from. And then we said, well, we need to – obviously we need somebody to build it, and called Chris into the room and said, well, can you do it? And he said
– sure thing. How long do you need?
Yesterday.
Yeah, exactly.
Which was pretty close to the answer he got.
Yeah, pretty much. This wasn't too long before Lotusphere. What, about a month and a half, Nathan?
I think we were within 6 weeks. I think it was about 2 weeks before Christmas.
Sorry, I was going to say, is this something you've done before, put together a connection site, or was it all just brand new for you?
I had gone to some IBM training for partners, kind of did a lab environment type thing. But, yeah, this was the first real full install that we did. And we pulled in Carl Rodino with IBM. He came in and helped us go through the config, make sure we were following all the specs that you need to have.
Yeah. So you put it together in, you know, a couple weeks or maybe a few hours, I don't know. And then now how did it grow from this, you know, internal website idea and, hey, let's put a connection site together to let's kind of unleash this inner beast of collaboration upon the world and let everyone have their own profiles and their own blogs and things like that?
That was kind of the initiative from the beginning. Basically, it took around 3 days to actually just set up the whole environment, except for activities. We took another day later to set that up after we decided we wanted to have that as well. So, I mean, you're looking at under a week to set this up, but pretty much from the beginning, we wanted this to be a community effort once we decided, as Nathan said, to have the bleedyellow.com site.
Mm-hmm. Before we get any further into, you know, Lotus Connections and so forth, can somebody tell us, you know, we've heard about connections, you know, in the blogosphere at Lotusphere. We heard it's about a year old, the product. Can someone take us through the various, you know, what is Lotus Connections and what are the various components of it?
Lotus Connections is you hear the Web 2.0 thing all over the place now, but it's the enterprise Web 2.0 initiative that IBM has. It's their product offering. It consists of five components. You've got A, B, C, D, and P. You've got activities, which is a place kind of like a to-do list, and you can share it. And that's kind of one good thing with the community with activities is if we, several of us have a project we're working on together, possibly some OpenNTF chefs or something, they can go out to the activities site and kind of plan everything they want to do from there, post a code or whatever, and have timelines. Then you've got the blog section of it, which is, you know, your normal blogs, but we've had about 75 new blogs started since we unleashed Bleed Yellow kind of 2 days before Lotusphere. So we've got 75 people blogging out there. Around 20 are pretty active. So it's been a really good initiative there to see a lot more people getting into blogging that may not have wanted to start something in a public site or didn't have the resources or want to do a domino blog. Then after blogs, you've got communities, which is kind of in an infancy now. In Connections 2.0, they're planning on adding a forums section. So when that's available, we'll try to get that on the Bleed Yellow as well, and we'll have a forum out there inside each community. After communities, you've got dog ears, which is kind of your whole delicious type thing for the enterprise. So you can go out and bookmark sites and tag them, and people can see you know, what you like, and you can see what other people like. And that all kind of ties in together with profiles, and that's basically kind of pulled from IBM's Blue Pages. That was kind of where all that started from. And basically that's the five components of the Lotus Connections site.
You know, one thing that, you know, Chris, you've been a domino guy, right, all of your life, right?
Right.
And you've taken the Domino CD or the virtual CD, right? Stuck it in, and you know, presto! Probably within 5-10 minutes, you can have a functioning Domino server. What was it like going, you know, being a Domino guy and moving over to Connections? I mean, was it that daunting, or was it? I mean, obviously you did it, and you did it very successfully with Bleed Yellow. A lot of activity, a lot of things going on. I mean, was it a challenge?
It's really a lot more challenging than just setting up a Domino server. It's pretty daunting at first. You start to look at all the components that are involved. You got to have. I guess I could take a moment here to talk about the hardware we're using for the Bleed Yellow site. We've got a single Windows 2003 server. It's a 64-bit box, and we're running Microsoft Virtual Server on it. We have 6 different virtual machines. It's an 8-way box and only has 16 gigs of RAM. So in those 6 virtual machines, we've got, of course, you've got to have a directory that Connections talks to, and we're using Domino LDAP for that. There are some other options you could use as well. We've got a same-time server that's available at im.bleedyellow.com. You can add that into your same-time clients and chat with all the Yellow Bleeders group. There is a Domino development server we have. We're going to talk about that some more later. And then we've got a server dedicated to the DB2 instance along with TDI, the Tivoli Directory Integrator. And that kind of syncs up the database and your LDAP server, the profiles database, I should say. Then we have a separate virtual machine for the IBM HTTP server, which is the web server, a lot like Apache. And we have the 6th virtual machine is a WebSphere application server. There is a single WAS profile, and we have all 5 connections profiles as installed apps under that profile. So that's kind of the machine we have there. And I guess getting back to the original question of how daunting was it, of course, you can see there you don't have a single Domino server that you can just plug in a CD and go. You've got to really plan, and I suggest definitely going out to the Lotus Connections Info Center at IBM's site. There's a good blog that IBM has, a synchronous blog. There's a Connections blog that Stuart McIntyre has. And Mitch Cohen has CuriousMitch.com, and he's actually going through a customer setup right now, so you can actually see some of his experiences there as well. So really, once you go through getting all the components you need to download a lot of software, a lot of fixed packs, update installer, and get down your pre-planning, how you want to set this up. If you're going to want to cluster it later, you'll need to set up the deployment manager for WAS. So there's a lot of pre-planning, but if you get all that right, and then start going through the Info Center's actual install guide, it's really straightforward. IBM did a pretty good job with that. There may be a few caveats that you might run into along the way. And if you do, of course, you can hop on our same-time server and you could probably chat with one of us. So,
man. But yeah, so just out of curiosity, I was going to ask how much customization you had to do.
We brought in an outside consultant who was doing all of our design and layout work in our preparation for Lotusphere, and he actually designed the Bleed Yellow Claw logo, and he's also a web developer, so we were able to say, well, hey, Dorian, let's just turn you loose on all the CSS. Here's the spec, and here's the site, and go. And I think it was about 2 days worth of work for him to come up with ways to sort of line everything up and come up with the graphical themes and the color schemes and everything. And he went from never having worked with even an IBM web server before to having all of this CSS plugged in and running operationally on that IBM HTTP server in about 2 days.
Wow. Because it looks nice. It's a nice looking site.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, now, so from a person coming in, never having seen bleedyellow.com or anything before, you know, Nathan, you're kind of the marketing arm of this, or part of that anyway. You know, what do you want them to come away from? If someone, or the marketing leg, or whatever organ you wish to be in terms of marketing.
Marketing hair.
Yes. So you know, if someone's coming in for the first time, looking at the site, they play around for 10 minutes. What do you want them to come away with? What is the impact that you're trying to you know, kind of put together and the impression that you're trying to leave people with?
Well, the first thing we want to leave them with is that IBM's latest software is extremely capable. That this product line coming from Lotus, which has gotten so much attention since Lotusphere 2007. Is obviously it's a good model. It does provide these Web 2.0 social networking services that everybody's excited about in the public internet space. And that there's a good, useful models for how you can use it within a closed community as well. Not necessarily – obviously, we're not inside the intranet, but we have a closed community in the sense that we all know each other and we all have a common interest that is centered around Lotus Technologies. So it's a self-selecting group, and there's self-selecting content being produced for that environment. Although I note with amusement that we do actually have one blog that is being written by a Microsoft employee. I'm not going to say who he is because I don't want to out him here, but there actually is a blog being written from MS on the Bleed Yellow site. That's really what we want them to carry away is the capabilities of the product and what kinds of things we can do to support and integrate it and what kind of services are really possible with the overall platform. And then secondary to that is we would like to foster a lot more community participation among people. So we're getting a lot of people who are first-time bloggers who are signed up. Obviously, a number of us internally switched our blogs here. I haven't even done it yet. I haven't switched mine simply because I don't have time. But Chris moved his blog over. David DeWell moved his blog over. Scott Hooks, the Lotus 911 VP of Services, started blogging there. And then we've had a lot of people who had never blogged before who signed up. At a rate of about 2 per day so far. So that's been a really exciting aspect too, is to see more two-way entrants into the community.
Yeah, and you know, one nice thing for me is that I only have to add the primary Bleed Yellow RSS feed, or Atom feed, I guess, to my aggregator, and I'm getting all of the new blogs that come through. It's very handy.
Exactly. You can do that from the Dog Ear page as well, even though you have to authenticate to log into Dog Ear. You can still get a public feed of all the Dog Ears that are coming. And Yancey Lent does have Dog Ears going on into planetlotus.org, as well as you can add your blogs there as well.
All right. So so besides blogging and Dog Ear, are people doing a lot of stuff with, you know, the communities and the activities pieces yet?
Okay. It's a little hard to determine activities because that's more of a personal thing that's not shared unless you have public activities or shared activities. So it's hard to gauge, you know, how many people are really using that. I just put a post up on my blog at the Bleed Yellow site about reminding people to use the little activities sidebar that's in your notes client that you may have forgotten about because you never had an activity server. So you can just add bleedyellow.com/activities, and you can start adding activities there and working that way as well. Communities have still got some things it needs to do. Like I said, they're going to have a forum in there which will help expedite the use of communities as well and have some more interaction, because right now communities are basically a place where you can have websites, bookmarks you can add specifically to the community, and so it's kind of got a little ways to go with it. So I imagine once we get to Connections 2.0 and have some forums in there, that communities will start taking off a little better as well.
That actually leads nicely into the idea of getting to Connections 2.0, which we have been working with the Connections team from IBM and trying to lay out some timelines and so forth, which I, of course, can't talk about here, but trying to build some idea of when we are going to be able to get Connections 2.0 running on the site. And last I heard, we're in the beta, but of course it's not done until it's done. So they might, after they hear this podcast, they might decide that we're not going to be in the beta.
So you guys, you know, you have a lot of activity going on the blogs. You have a lot of people dog-earing stuff, and communities are starting to form with inside of bleedyellow.com. Where are you guys going with this thing? And I'm probably going to turn to Mr. Wissenant for an answer here. Chris.
Okay, one of the first things we're wanting to do is implement a wiki with this. We're working with the guys at socialtext.com. They have a wiki product, and we're going to set that up and get it tied into the Domino LDAP, so you kind of get single sign-on there, and we're going to allow people to start using wikis and implement that in. And with Connections 2.0, there's going to be a little better integration with that. Right now, the only integration is going to be the single sign-on, but once we get to 2.0, there's going to be some more integration with other parts of the platform.
That's one exciting aspect that we're getting into. Obviously, we pre-announced at Lotusphere that we were putting together a LotusScript API, and we have since made a beta version of that available, which some people have been playing around with. We hope to continue development on that effort and have a fully enabled REST-based API that people can work with to write notes-based applications which communicate data back to Bleed Yellow. So you'd be able to do things like track within a notes environment somebody else's dog ears, or within a notes application post activities onto the Domino server, onto the Bleed Yellow server. And to leverage that, one of the longer-term projects that we have underway is to be able to host entire Domino platforms using Domino as a full service with actually issuing notes IDs to Bleed Yellow users. So you'd be able to go to Bleed Yellow and say, hey, I want to get a notes ID. And we would provide that for you using the Domino 8.5 ID vault capabilities. And you'd be issued that ID, and then that ID would be authenticated against the development server, and we would host notes applications for you that used our API to allow you to communicate back with Bleed Yellow. So we're looking to build a whole integrated network environment there and allow people to really explore the leading edge of what can be done with tying all these different pieces of Lotus technology together.
Okay, so with this Domino development environment, how full-featured is that going to be? Does everyone just get their own little directory and they can do whatever they want, or is it going to be really locked down, or what are you thinking as far as that goes?
Well, we can't just let anybody put any old crazy code they want on that machine and have it run. People would try to formulate some ideas of attacks if we went down that route. So we do want to put a code review and signing process in place within that environment. But we're not going to issue notes IDs to completely anonymous users. We do want to actually identify who people are. And we haven't really had a problem with that on the platform so far. So we want to be able to provide that kind of service, but we are going to have to obviously keep a close eye on what kind of applications are being deployed there. But we're definitely taking the more open attitude and providing more services, because the whole idea is that this environment is community exploration and that it's a lab. And we're not going to be really tight-fisted on what kind of capabilities we make available to people, as long as they don't abuse the community at large or suddenly do something that has a huge amount of expense or legal risk associated with it.
So guys, 8.01 just hit the streets earlier this week, and you guys got any plans to have BleedYellow.com take advantage of, like, say, the new widget goodies in 8.01?
Yes, in fact, we do. I'm sure a lot of your listeners have seen the announcements coming from OpenNTF and from the Turtle Partnership about their hosting of public-facing widget catalogs. We've actually been in communication with IBM and working closely with them on helping to design not just a public-facing widget catalog, but a sort of super catalog of publicly available notes services and notes programs. And we're going to be putting together a new design around the widget catalog and the component plugin update site, and merging those two concepts together so that you'll be able to have a single catalog which provides both widgets and component plugins that are like the component library that's available on OpenNTF. To take that even further, the OpenNTF Board of Advisors has decided to put together a platform that is a library of all the templates that are available on OpenNTF, and that they would be installable with a single-click interface using downloaded via DXL and using local code signatures to build your own instance of a given template that you could simply load onto your Domino server right away. So they want to have a one-click install of all the templates that are on OpenNTF, and that dovetails nicely with the one-click style of install that's happening both with the update site and with widgets. So we're going to merge all that together into one super catalog, which will be duplicated on OpenNTF and at the Turtle Partnership and at Bleed Yellow and pretty much anywhere that somebody has a public-facing Domino server. And we're working hard to put that entire template together. And one of the things that I'm excited about is that I've gotten the okay from my boss to use our, the Lotus 911 Carousel plugin as the interface for it all. So you'll be able to browse through all of these pieces of software and look at them visually and look at screenshots of them as you try to make your selections for them and search by tags and all use all those kinds of Web 2.0 social capabilities to even identify the software you might want to load. But it'll all be public, and anyone will be allowed to take the entire catalog and replicate it onto a Domino server and make it available to whatever audience they want to. And our target for that is hopefully by this summer to have that fully ready.
Yowza. So talk about like having like an application exchange like OpenNTF where you just click a button and the next thing you know it's installed in your on your Domino server, right?
Right. And I want to emphasize that this is not something that's designed to compete with OpenNTF in any way. This is a complementary environment, and OpenNTF is participating in getting this up and running, and it's going to be a host for the site. And we're going to take the entire OpenNTF template catalog and publish it in this super catalog, and you'll be able to just download OpenNTF templates directly from it. So this is all different pieces of the community deciding to come together and leverage all this. And the only reason that we happen to be the ones revealing it is because Lotus 911 has taken ownership of putting together this template in the first place.
I think it's really cool. You know, there's been a lot of new community efforts underway. You know, you guys, you know, Lotus 911 with bleedyellow.com, planetlotus.org, you know, OpenNTF. And I'm not going to say it's about time, but it's really cool. I mean, the technology now is allowing us, you know, to do these types of things. And it's great. So
it's an exciting time to be working with Lotus Technologies. With IBM is definitely trying to leverage as much of the community capability as possible, and they're really being very open with their community and their customers and being responsive to them in ways that they never have before. And all of this is being really enabled by these kinds of technologies. So it's been really exciting, and they have been very eager to work on a lot of these different projects with us and with other members of the community. So it's a good time to be in Lotus Technology.
Heck yeah.
Oh yeah.
All right. Well, guys, Eric, thank you.
Yeah, what? Lotus. Yeah. Coming again to save the mother day. Yeah. I know that's going to get edited.
Maybe not.
I just can't wait to see how it gets edited. That's all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
All right. Outstanding. You know, you guys, I want to thank you guys for bleedyellow.com. For taking a few minutes out on your Saturday to speak with Mr. Robichaux and myself.
And Julian?
Yes?
Please go register, dude. I'm heartbroken that Julian Robichaux is not registered at bleedyellow.com. Bruce has an account.
Well, he's registered at ideajam.net.
Yeah, well, and what's happened is I've gone there a few times just again as anonymous browser and looked around, seen the blogs, and again subscribed to the blogs where that's, you know, that's the meat of the information for me, and just keep not getting around to actually digging into the other stuff that you have to sign up for. I'm sorry, it's not you, Nathan, it's me.
Well, lots of great information about bleedyellow.com, and Chris and Nathan, on behalf of Julian and myself and our listeners, we'd like to thank you for bleedyellow.com and for all the great stuff you guys have done and continue to do. And whew, well, that seems like it for episode 79, unless Nathan's going to pop his head in here and have just one more thing. But Nathan, you're done, right? Wow. I can't believe Nathan is silent.
Yep.
All right, Chris, thank you for being part of episode 79. And Nathan, I know you're there, so thank you for being on
You're
episode
welcome. 79. Thanks for having us.
I knew you were there. All right, well, everyone, thanks. I hope you enjoyed this episode on bleedyellow.com. And for those of you who don't know what we've been talking about or where to go, Julian, tell them where to go.
Tell them where to go. They need to go to www.bleedyellow.com. All one word.
And thanks to you guys and Lotus 911 for a great community asset. So that's it. 79.
Thank you. Taking notes rules. Woohoo!